This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Earlier this year, the Better Together conference in Melbourne allowed LGBTIQ Australians to come together and have a platform to share ideas and experiences, asking the hard questions about how, or if, we can move forward and tackle what's important as a collective community. In the lead up to the national conference, the Equality Project hosted a leadership training academy specialising in leadership and media training for LGBTIQ community advocates, change makers and emerging leaders. And now they are going around the country and continuing leadership training in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Canberra, with Perth, Adelaide and Hobart soon to be announced. Dean Arcuri spoke to Jason Tuazone McChain from the Equality Project about this leadership training, how it was inspired, and the future of the Better Together conference.
So I went to Creating Change conference in America a couple of years ago, and before their conference they held leadership training institutes for 1, 2, 3 days, and thought that was a really good idea to get people ready for a conference, but also to bring LGBTIQ advocates and workers together from the different spaces and have a chance to develop some skills but also network. And so we held a two-day leadership training academy that Mercer hosted for us before Better Together, and 110 people attended, and we had another 40 or 50 who wanted to go. We did have room. And it was a wonderful thing to see 110 really diverse people share a space for 2 days and share in some public forums and some smaller groups, and also participate in the GLAAD Media Institute and just have a really good time. And you know, it wasn't perfect. Like, we did a pizza with a line approach to it because of the first one. And you know, there's some people, particularly in the trans space, we had, I think, 20 trans people there's some people in our spaces who are not comfortable in big groups. And so we'll take that into account next time. But it was just a really part of the bigger mix of trying to provide cost affordable, best practice leadership training experience and a networking opportunity at the same time. That's why we did it. I think it was a temperature setter and helped change the conversation in the sense that people were in a positive mindset, had already had some good experience of being together, and then those 100 people fed into the conference itself. So interestingly, probably 25% of the people who came for training came to the conference, and it was almost 70% of the participants were not from Melbourne or Sydney metro areas. So it was a really amazing thing. Like, it was really diverse and really beautiful, and I hope we'll capture that again with our next training academies.
The Equality Project are continuing their schedule of leadership training around Australia following its success at Better Together earlier this year, helping to develop the capacity and skill of emerging Australian LGBTIQ community leaders. With so many voices advocating for so many different things, why is it so important to provide this kind of training for advocates in these spaces?
It's important because we don't have enough opportunity to come out of our own silos and do collaborative work, or to network and understand what other people are doing, and also to understand that our own marginalisation is no superior to anyone else's. So having this, you know, group of very diverse people, from some really skilled, mature, long-term advocates and some brand new ones, was a really good chance to go, oh, this is what we look like, and how do we, you know, find out about each other and what we're doing and share some vulnerability amongst ourselves. And that was really, you know, really powerful and really valuable. It's really important, and I even did my own personal leadership 4-day experience as part of another organisation the first part of this year, and it was really helpful just to have that time to reflect and make some new connections. And, you know, that's what life's about. And the whole idea around the Equality Project and even the Better Together conference is that we are better together, and, you know, even though there are schisms and different things happening in our spaces, we can only get where we need to go if we work more collaboratively, if we want to get there faster. We'll get there eventually, but it's a lot easier if we don't keep reinventing the wheels. And, you know, the other thing we've tried not to do is to draw from the same wells that everybody is trying to get funds from. So we, you know, our partners and the people who have contributed to allow us to do things are new areas and new people and new organisations. That's the plan. Yeah. So the goal with the training academy is to, we've already done that, you know, 100 and something people through, but is to have somewhere between, you know, 600 and 1,000 people undertake that and then go deeper and then offer a deeper experience at a phase 2 level. And that's all exciting, but the hard work is just trying to lock things in, and we're trying to keep it affordable. So instead of having to pay $500 to $700 for a 2-day training experience, people are going to pay between $150 and $250. And that includes food as well. So, you know, it's really important that it's not expensive and that, you know, we're providing for 20% to come at little or no cost. So we're going to take it to Sydney bring it back to Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide and Canberra and hopefully Hobart, all in between October and November this year. So we've got a 240-person event up in Sydney in mid-October, and we have Ross from GLAAD will come out again and provide the Media Training Institute as one component. Benjamin Law will do a workshop in Sydney, amongst others. And then in Melbourne, we'll have a two-day thing for 80 persons. And we already have someone who's funding the scholarship. So 20% of all the spaces are on scholarship. And so people can apply for those. And we've already got somebody who's donated the funds for those 16 people in Melbourne. We'll have space for 25 or so in Brisbane and the same in Perth and Adelaide over those six-week period. And it's just exciting to go around and they will signpost the next Better Together conference. So we've just locked in that we will hold the second one in Sydney on January 10 and 11 at UTS, University of Technology in Sydney, next January. It's a space that holds, the aerial space holds about 500 people in five different spaces, and we've got a main hall on the first day that holds up to 800 people. And so we'll have exciting to have a Better Together in Sydney. And then I think the plan is to try and go to Adelaide the year after and then come back to Melbourne for the Pride Centre opening time.
Standing up and fighting for your rights is one thing, but for many in our community, stepping into the role of leadership can seem daunting, even if it's a role that they're already in, simply by advocating for their community rights. Even if you're unsure if the Leadership Training Academy is for you, or if you're unsure that you have what it takes to be a part of such a program, then we would like you to stop and have a look again.
Look, if you're feeling a bit insecure or you feel like you're not confident to come into a space like this, I promise you it's a safe space. It's a safe space for LGBTIQ advocates and people, and it's for anyone of any level. So you can be a beginner or a long-time mature advocate, and you'll have something valuable to receive out of it by connecting with the people who are there and engaging in the program. And the GLAAD Media Institute itself is worth attending on its own, and that's basically 6 hours of the 2 days. So please, we'll try our very best to make it as valuable as it can be, recognising that there are big numbers attending. So please come along. It's going to be a great experience. You can register for Melbourne and Sydney already online. You just go to theequalityproject.org.au and the links are there. And we have an early bird price of $149 for the two-day experiences in Melbourne or in Sydney. And it includes lunch and morning tea and afternoon tea for both days. And they're both in the Melbourne and Sydney CBD areas. So get along and register now because we will sell out. And if you don't have any money and you want to come, we have scholarship provisions and a process online as well. So go to the website for that.
That was Dean Arcuri with Jason Tuazone McChain from the Equality Project. And you can find out more details about applying for the leadership training around Australia via our social media.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.